Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What you want to read on holiday, like, was absorbed in
it. It's a navy blazer,
yeah,
but it's so much more.
Yeah, yeah,
I'll send you the recipe.
That sounds so good.
And I would say yes, I did know pretty quickly.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's amazing.
You're listening to the Sherlock's podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Welcome to the Sherlock's team podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Tor West, Becky Hull, and Georgina Blasky. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
How's everyone doing?
Good. Chilly.
Chilly, but chilly. What gorgeous autumn weather.
I know, this morning was so beautiful. Yesterday was stunning.
And yeah. Saturday was gorgeous. Mm.
Do you know what? I prefer it when it's like that because it's a bit fresher temperature-wise, whereas now, I know I was bang on about this, but it's so mild. It's a bit of a pain now. Make up your mind, October.
I mean, it's so mild, but yeah, we're all sat here wrapped in bits from the fashion. Yeah, yeah.
This office is weirdly cold. Yes, we're wearing this sorted collection of fashion covered pieces.
And a bit of homeware on top.
Yeah. I'm wearing a grey, faux sheepskin rug over my
leg.
Cozy.
Mm. It's very cozy.
Mm. Jealous. Yeah. How's everyone? How were your weekends, Georgina?
Yeah, it was really nice. I was just saying before we started that on Sunday, because it's half term for some people, so my children have gone to stay with their grandparents up north, and we deposited them off at St. Pancras and then started with breakfast at Coldrop's Yard as the sun was breaking through at 10 a.m.
I love Coldrop's Yard.
Me too. Where did you eat?
Caravan.
Nice. Oh,
really nice. Then we went to the summer exhibition at the RA in autumn, which was really interesting, actually. It's a really, really good exhibition. The theme is inclusivity and marginalized groups. So it felt really different from the others. And they definitely met their brief on that one. It was really fascinating. I took lots of photos of all the pieces that I would love to buy if I won the lottery. Uh-huh. And then we went for lunch at Brown's and had a proper Sunday roast with all the trimmings.
There's a new restaurant at Brown's, isn't there? Is that where you went?
We went to the restaurant that Adam Byatt, who runs Trinity in Clapham, has taken over.
That's what I was thinking of, yes.
Yeah, so you get the silver trolley wheeled up with a huge rib of beef.
Oh, yum. That sounds amazing.
So dreamy.
Did you go to a spa as well?
No, we didn't manage the spa. I couldn't find one in the end, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to sit down with my beef and bottle of red wine, which we did. We then wandered through Bond Street, which had all the Christmas lights up.
Yes, I've heard this. Yeah. I haven't seen them yet. Yeah.
They weren't switched on, but they were up.
Right.
And then we went to
afternoon tea.
No. Espresso martinis at 4 o'clock. Perfect way to wrap up a Sunday afternoon.
Oh my God, like a full day date.
Yeah, and we went to the Stafford Hotel bar.
Oh yes.
Which it's kind of on our way home. So we stopped in there. Had one for the road and that was it.
Where's the Stafford? Is that beautiful big building?
No, it's sort of tucked away, quite hidden behind St. James's.
Okay.
So where Berry Brothers and Rudd is.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
So that's on the left. It's a little side street on the right. Okay. And it has a lovely courtyard and obviously the weather was lovely.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So it's a little hidden gem. Lovely.
Yeah. And then I got home and I watched The Goldfinch, which I've never watched, having read it.
Yeah. I gave up on the book, actually.
What? I think that's one of my favourite books ever written.
Yeah, I think I need to give it another go.
It sort of peters out. It's a weird ending.
Yeah.
But I think it's one of the best books.
Because it's long. It's really big.
Best of our generation. Really? It's really long. It's a holiday. Yeah.
I think I need a holiday to read it. I think I need to just get into it as opposed to like reading a page a night and then I was like, this is so dull.
You 100% need to binge on holiday. Mm. I have heard that the film's rubbish though, which is why I didn't want to see it.
So disappointing. I actually ended up fast forwarding through some of it.
Oh. It's Nicole Kidman, isn't it?
It's
Ansel Elgort.
Yes. Although he's actually only in it, I would say, for about 40%. And otherwise there's this child actor playing him. Most of the key events happen when he's a young boy. And he's brilliant.
Really?
And he's in it way more. Yeah, and lots of supporting cast members that you recognise, like Luke Wilson, Owen Wilson's brother, the less famous one.
The one from Legally Blonde.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Lots of other sort of supporting cast members that you know when you see them. Yeah, but disappointing. Mm. I wouldn't bother, actually. And it's quite long as well.
Oh, shame.
It is anyway. A book, though, that like I've probably read it a decade ago and I could still tell you sort of, you know, roughly exactly what happens in it. And that's, to me, and that's quite a sign of a very memorable book, at least. Isn't it? Like, I can really visualise it still.
Yeah. It's definitely worth reading. You.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, that is so, like, I'm so jealous of your lovely
date.
You
can't be jealous because you do that every weekend. Whereas for me, it's like once a year. A real thing.
I did use it, but I feel like you make the most of it more when it's more of a novelty.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
How nice.
That is lovely, Georgina. What a treat.
Tor, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good, thank you. It was quite busy. Had a friend's birthday on Friday, and on Saturday we entertained for the first time in our new house, which was so nice. Oh, had some friends
what
over.
Did you make?
Well, we got one of the things on our wedding list was a slow cooker, and I was like, I've always loved the idea of a slow cooker, and I made a slow cooked lamb curry. Took 8 hours and it was delish. Dream. And then I did loads of sides to go with it. So I made the Dishoom Black Dal, which also took 6 hours.
Wow.
It was delicious, but I'm not sure it was like, I always make a dal, it takes 25 minutes and I couldn't quite tell you if it was worth the extra 5 hours. I made like a writer, some naans.
You made
my God. No, I bought the naans.
Oh, right.
We also made some chicken tikka skewers. So
oh,
I ran into those.
So nice.
It was so nice. It was so
that's
fun.
Such a nice idea. I never think to do curries and Indian-inspired food when friends come over.
Yeah, well, I thought I wanted to use a slow cooker, but I didn't want... And I wanted, like, loads of nice side dishes and, like, picky things. So kind of put all that into place. I thought, no one wants a pudding after a curry. Mm. So, you know that Hackney gelato? I bought loads of that, and we had loads of, like, nice sorbets. Oh, and what do? They do a dark chocolate sorbet, which is so delicious.
Well, I've never had a chocolate sorbet.
Yeah, neither had I. It tastes so good.
Then you've had, like, fruit.
Highly recommend.
Is the texture... creamy then
kind of mix
it
has like the delicious like cocoa flavor but in more like an icy creamy flavor as opposed to like cloyingly sweet delicious
lovely
like a when you get an ice lolly that's chocolate
exactly really good so that was fun.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So jealous. That sounds so delicious. Becky, what did you get up to?
I feel like compared to you guys, especially Georgina, I am sounding really boring. I did nothing. I really did do nothing this weekend. I was saying to you earlier, Charlotte, I've been feeling incredibly drained. So I just took the time to really zone out this weekend. Harry and I had a few house viewings and things like that. So boring admin. But other than that, I did nothing. Sorry to disappoint. I did finish Squid Game. I'm sure no one really cares because actually we've spoken about this on the podcast before.
But
my verdict is it's one of those shows that I do feel like if you're going to commit to it, you've got to get to the end because I think you need to find out what happens and you need to find out the why for the whole show.
Do you find out the why?
You do, but they have set it up very nicely for a second series. But I would genuinely say, and I'm obviously someone that watches things that are quite heavy a lot, it did affect me a bit. And I think they've done it in such a like art poppy way that it kind of, you know, they try to hide the darkness of it, but actually it is incredibly dark. It's very sort of throwaway with people's lives. And I think that's what feels quite depressing. So I think be in the right mind frame for it because I got to episode 8 and I was like, Harry, I don't think I can take anymore.
Yeah. Also, having said you're feeling drained and run down, like,
I know,
that's
it
not
was
the most
not,
uplifting watch. Yeah.
But we just, you know, you just want to get something done.
Yeah,
you
totally.
Kick it off. But no, other than that, it was a very relaxed weekend, which I did genuinely really need. So not as exciting, but wholesome nonetheless.
Lovely. And what a weekend for it.
Yeah, it was nice.
And what were you up to?
Well, when it comes to autumn, especially like sunny autumn, I become a bit of a basic bitch. I can't tell you how much I love it. And so I didn't do anything too autumnal, but I had my first roast. I went to the Spaniards Inn in Hampstead, which I talk about a lot. I didn't really have a roast, but I had a chicken, bacon and brie pie, which when I sliced into it, the brie just kind of melted out of it.
Also, I'm so for, and I know Heather did a piece on the site last week about Sunday lunches that aren't a roast.
Exactly.
And I think a roast is quite overrated.
Like, I love a roast, but it's got to be a really good roast.
Yeah.
And I agree. I loved Heather's feature because actually it was kind of ideas of recipes to make if you've got people coming over, but you can't be bothered to slave over a roast. And actually...
A pie is... That sounds
yeah,
so
and
good.
There were some lovely Sunday lunch ideas in there.
That sounds insane. Brie in a pie.
Yeah, it was really, it was really good.
Oh,
and it had mash and all the trimmings. So, and then I had sticky toffee pudding, which is...
My favourite. Talking about cheese, I also did a cheese ball on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
And I just reminded myself, my camembert is still outside because it smelt so bad.
My parents always
I've forgotten how strong it is.
It is so strong.
My parents put it outside on the windowsill.
Well, that's the beauty of having a nice house, a nice garden like yours. My parents always keep their cheese in like the garage.
Do they?
It sticks the house out.
I agree. I was like, that's awful. awful.
Everything smells of it, doesn't it? Yes. If you leave it in the fridge.
I think mine would be eaten by the dog if I left it out of the back and stolen if I left it out of the front. So, not necessarily.
That's delicious.
What a rich dinner you made. Indian followed by cheese board. That's like my kind of dinner.
I also knew there'd be a lot of booze consumed. And I think, you know, after a few hours, everyone can make room for a piece of cheese.
Yeah. I should say I had my first hot chocolate as well.
Oh,
I can have a hot chocolate.
Yeah. I feel like you're very restrained with hot chocolate.
Well, I'm a fair weather hot chocolate drinker. Right. It's got to be the right conditions.
Okay, right.
Yeah. So I had a hot chocolate yesterday afternoon and a walk in the park. And then I also watched You've Got Mail because I really wanted something.
Also such an autumnal film.
Exactly.
Yeah. Autumn in New York.
Who's in that? Exactly. Remind me.
Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah.
I love that. So, and the best is when she clicks on the mail and it goes, ding.
Oh my God. That noise.
That noise.
It's so nostalgic. I said to Ben as we were watching it, I was like, our children will never know that noise. They won't know what that dial-up sound is. Okay, several thoughts on that film. First time I've ever thought that Tom Hanks is vaguely attractive. I'm like quite into him in that film. It's just like young and hot. Second of all, he massively catfishes her. Like it's the original catfish.
He basically,
For those who don't know, they basically are talking online and they kind of fall in love online and they don't know who the other one is. But then in real life, they have massive beef over business. Quite early on, he finds out who she is. And then he basically just like tricks her for the rest of the movie. Yeah. And then at the end, obviously, she swoons and falls in love because it was made in 1998. So I guess that's what happened in rom-coms back in the 90s.
Yeah. LX.
Yes, exactly.
It's such a good film.
It is such a good film. But yeah, watching it with 2021 eyes, you do feel a little
bit confused.
There's definitely a few films like that. I think we watched Jerry Maguire the other day and it's kind of like Renée Zellweger just drops everything and there's the kind of the divorcees group going on at her sister's house all the time and you're kind of like, I don't know, this feels a bit off now.
I know. Yeah. A lot, and you know, we talk about it with sitcoms and stuff quite a lot as well, but yeah, I mean, rom-coms are probably the I'd say only in the last like 2 years have rom-coms become a bit more progressive.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you cry when you watched You've Got Mail?
No.
Oh my God,
I know. Did you cry at the end?
When she gives up the shop.
Oh, it's super sad.
Oh my God, it's heartbreaking. And then when she looks through the window and like
she sees her mother.
This ghostly image of her mother and her in the shop as a child. Oh my God,
I've been in it for ages.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think that was sad.
I cry anything though. I mean,
literally.
Yeah, I can cry in an advert. I can cry within 30 seconds.
Yeah, I feel like you're quite ballsy.
I wouldn't pitch you being a cryer.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
No. Oh my God. Okay, confession time. Free Guy about video game characters. I cried.
I'd like to see that film.
My family looked over at me and they were like, has she gone? And they literally looked at me in the cinema. They all start hitting each other. Yep, she's gone. It's a video game character, Murray. I'm like, it's fiction. How is that different from a film character or any character? Just because it's a video, I'm feeling the feel.
And also, you know, like Disney films are cartoons, but they're some of the most emotive films out there.
Yes. Oh my God. So true.
I remember seeing Lion King in the cinema when we were at uni.
Oh, Lion King is actually really quite like devastating.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, heartbreaking. That's the word.
Traumatic. The bit when he watches his father get stampeded and he's like screaming for his daddy.
Bambi. Bambi as well was so
Bambi's really
dark. Dumbo.
And Dumbo.
They all lose at least one parent. And then they have another family member who tricks them and is out to get them or someone like circus trainer or whoever, other character. And it is just, it's awful. Yeah. Fairy tales, isn't it?
The other day, my friend went to see Frozen on the stage and she said it was really amazing. And I was like, well, it is amazing. But that's also a really dark story. He like fucks her over.
Yeah.
Mm. It's horrible.
Oh, sorry. And before that, their parents die and like all these terrible things happen to them. Yeah. And then she's conned by their husband.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It is a bit dark, isn't it? When you dig into Disney, guys.
Yeah, exactly. So I was at a dinner last night and a friend who shall remain nameless was talking through her free pass list, right? So the people exactly, like her shag list, basically. So the five people that she would be allowed to have sex with, like outside of her relationship. And she wasn't quite as formal as Ross from Friends, who laminates it. I don't know if you guys remember that. But she did have a note on her phone with five from him and five from her. And his were all quite relatively normal. His only curveball in inverted commas was Victoria Coren Mitchell, but like I get that. I think she's fantastic. The rest of the list was like Cameron Marsh.
Just fucking potty.
I've only ever seen her once on a game show, but I could see why someone would want to have her like to chat to.
She's my favourite person in the public eye, her and Claudia Winkleman. I think she's the most awesome role model.
She's cool. I find her chat really annoying.
I love her chat. Mm. But then, do you not like Giles Corran either? Mm. I love her.
Not really much.
So.
Anyway, so most of his were quite conventional, as were hers. Her one curveball was Jeff Bridges. I just thought, like, a bit old.
He's Jeff Bridges.
You know, he's like really old.
Yeah, I know.
What's he an actor?
Quite rogue.
Way too much facial hair.
Yeah, very old and very beardy, but you know, each their own.
I can see Georgina's mind like whirring away.
He's definitely got a weird crush up your sleeve.
Oh, well, we've had this conversation before.
Oh, have we?
But he's definitely lost it.
Who?
Hugh Edwards, the newsreader. Luno's was my weird crush. But that's because I saw him at this incredible black tie event where he was wearing this like burgundy velvet tux jacket.
That's hot.
He had lost loads of weight, was doing loads of marathons. I think he'd had a health scare.
Mm.
He had chiseled cheekbones, a jawline, which no longer is shared with viewers on the news. Anyway, yeah, so that's my weird
crush. That's your weird crush.
But when I saw him in the flesh, I was with my husband, I was like, oh my God, check out Hugh Edwards. And even Adam was like, he is looking good today. So yeah, we shared the appreciation of his transformation.
Okay.
But I think it was a moment of time, which has now passed.
It's passed.
It's gone.
Who's yours?
Mine's Noel Fielding, but I know everyone thinks that's gross.
Heather revealed a really gross one last week.
That is really gross. Becky, that is really gross.
Oh, it was cousin Greg from Succession.
That's what I mean. He's got to have a bit of life.
I agree.
You can't say Greg Wise. It's got to be someone a bit edgy.
Tom from Succession. Oh, sorry. I thought you meant Tom Hanks, who my new celebrity crush from 1998.
Oh, no. I've always had a soft spot for Tom Hanks.
Tom from Succession is definitely more fanciable than cousin Greg from Succession.
Tom from Succession, it makes my skin crawl.
Yeah, he's supposed to. But sorry, surely not more than cousin Greg.
Cousin Greg has a innocence, a naivety about him that is not wholly revolting.
No,
whereas Tom is just... revolting.
I actually
full stop.
I find like innocence in a man so repulsive. That is not what I'm looking for in a guy, I'm afraid.
Yeah,
I'd rather creepy wet blanket Tom, because Tom's a bit evil as well. That's hotter than somebody so naive.
Yeah.
Anyone else watching anything good? Do you want to talk about anything
else? I have started watching Angela Black on ITV on a Sunday. And it has got Joanne Froggatt in, and also the actor, excuse me if I pronounce his name wrong, it's Michelle Hoosman. Mm. If you've ever seen The Flight Attendant, he's in that. He is super fit, so watch it for him alone. Although the curveball is that Joanne Froggatt is in a domestic abuse relationship with him.
Right.
It's not necessarily a spoiler, but it is pretty heavy going. But there's this kind of underbelly to it, that there's someone comes into her life and tries to help her, but then there's a huge twist to that separate story, and it's all about the manipulative behavior he demonstrates throughout, and you're really rooting for her, but it keeps sort of, he's just incredibly clever with how he does things, so it shows all sort of variables of a domestic abuse relationship, but it's good, and I think she is so good at playing that sort of part and really demonstrating those feelings. But yeah, as I say, again, heavy, but it's good if you want to get into something it's still a bit of a thriller while balancing it quite nicely with someone's feelings.
You love it. You're quite partial to a quite intense.
I know. I think I need to stop. Clearly,
documentaries. Yeah.
But this one caught me because it had been advertised loads, and I kept thinking,
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. Or if you want something on a Sunday to watch and get into, then I recommend it.
I might stick to the Strictly Results show.
Yeah,
it does sound very good.
I've actually had two other people recommend that to me.
Yeah,
as well.
No, it's good. It's really good. Yeah.
How many episodes are there so far?
Six. There's six in total.
Ah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Should we move on to some reader questions? This is a nice question. This might be a bit hard. Let's try it. Best post-dinner entertainment in London. Do if you go out for dinner and you're not ready for your night to end.
Oh, whiz around Soho in one of those little tuk-tuks.
Like £100 to go half a mile or something, doesn't it? I've never done that, have you?
Only to get from one place to another when I couldn't get a taxi. I didn't do it as like a tour. Well, you could do that.
It's true. You could do that. That's an option. You did it recently with Rich in a slightly different capacity.
Did you?
Very different capacity.
Daylight hours.
A little different.
I mean, sure, you go dancing somewhere.
Yeah, or go for drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A nice bar.
Artistry.
Yeah. Get yourself to Artistry.
It's the best. If you want like a boogie in London without spending a fortune or going to some wanky club.
Yeah.
But it's also not like gross. It's basically the only
place, option. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Get yourself down there.
Yeah. I went a few weeks ago. We had the best night. We danced for 5 hours.
It was so fun.
Yeah, it was so fun. Yeah.
Or some karaoke maybe, if you're into karaoke.
Yeah.
Karaoke. That's a good idea.
Just bring it out there, yeah.
And there's the Bow restaurant in Borough Market now, which also has karaoke rooms.
Does it? That's cool.
Yes, it does. Mm. That's a really good shout.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
I've been to Lucky Voice before in Islington as well. Yeah, it's a classic.
Do you think you need to be a bit drunk? So yeah, I guess that's the perfect after.
We've got a karaoke machine at home.
Obviously.
Tim Light is obsessed with karaoke.
Some guys are really into it.
He loves
it.
I don't know why. No. I don't know why. He's not, like, he's got a good voice. What he just likes having a drink and having a little sing.
What's his karaoke song of choice?
Truly, Madly, Deeply, Savage Garden is one.
I love that song.
Yeah,
love
it's
that
a good, song. It's a goodie. And obviously anything Greatest Showman related, because he's obsessed with Greatest Showman.
Yes. Is he?
Yeah.
Has he got a good voice?
No. Like, not an iota of good voice in there, but
just enjoys himself.
Yeah, that shouldn't stop
enthusiasm karaoke.
What's
it?
Your karaoke song? Do you have one?
Well, I did actually do karaoke the other night at my friend's house, and we sang about 15 songs. I'm not really sure I've got much of a memory of what all of them were, but we definitely did Hole Again.
Oh, tune. That's a really good one.
Yeah, especially if you're singing with a friend.
Yeah. You can do a lot of kind of hand actions. You can like feed off each other as you're singing. There's definitely some performance qualities to that song that you can
do. Another really good song like that is Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah, that's
like, that's a really emotive.
I feel like
it's a long one. You've got it. You're investing in that.
Wait,
that's a good like 4 minutes.
Oh, mine's even longer.
Not Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, Bohemian Rhapsody. Can I say, so I've been on a couple of hens where they've had, and actually this is such a good recommendation. I don't know if I've talked about this in the podcast before, where they've had a thing called Rockioke, which is basically a live band comes to you and they accompany you for karaoke and you have them for 2 hours or whatever. And I've been on a couple of hens where they've had that. And
that's cool.
It's really noticeable. Like, some people have really shit taste in karaoke music. And I was at one and people were singing like modern songs. And it was just so bad. Yeah. They were singing like cheerleader, you know, like, oh, I think that I found
that's not a karaoke song.
Not a karaoke
song. Boring.
So the minute go, and you've got to do it with someone, you can't do it alone, but the minute you go and perform Bohemian Rhapsody, the whole dynamic changes. It is the ultimate way to get a crowd going. It's the closest I'm ever going to get to being on stage
being
singing.
Being a star.
Being a star.
In your white vest. Yeah. Freddie Mercury come through.
Doing the like Sound of the Underground leaning on my mic. But anyway, it really gets a crowd going.
Another good Freddie Mercury one that we also did was Freddie Mercury, David Bowie, Under Pressure.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I feel like mine would be like something like Celine Dion, something you could really belt out with
action. Or Tina Turner or something like that.
Yes. Simply the best.
It's got to be an old song.
Rolling down the river.
Yeah, what's it called? Proud Mary.
Proud Mary. Yeah, absolutely. It's got to be one of those like classics, hasn't it?
I feel like we should do Sherlock's karaoke.
Yeah, that would be so fun.
Christmas party?
Christmas party. Tour. Somebody has said team tips on quitting sugar, brackets, Lou or Tour.
Interesting.
Have you ever quit sugar before?
Not intentionally, but I don't really eat that much sugar.
No.
I think if you want to cut back, I wouldn't say like go kind of cold turkey. Mm-hmm. But I think stevia is so good. I use a lot of stevia in things. Like if I'm making a compote or like porridge, I add it to so many things, and that's really good because so many sugar replacements still spike your blood sugar because your body thinks it's sugar.
And stevia doesn't.
But stevia doesn't. So
it
you
just
get,
tastes like it.
It tastes really sweet, but it doesn't affect
that's
your blood sugar.
Clever. Okay. And it's a natural product.
It's natural. It's a plant. I think it's a stevia plant.
Okay.
And you can get that really easily.
That's a good tip. That's a really good tip. I like this question. Somebody has said, favorite Instagram influencers. I mean, that's a big subject. Who are you following at the moment? Have you recently followed anyone?
who you think is really cool.
Yes,
Becky.
Actually. She actually was a model, but she's now gone on to do beauty. She's called Rafika. On Instagram, she's called Rafika Love. And she is just really satisfying to watch apply makeup. She's got incredible eyebrows. You know, somebody that you can kind of, you just want to look like, but you know, you won't. But you can still try by looking. I find her Instagram really addictive.
Talk.
On more like of a wellnessy thing, I stumbled across the other day, I interviewed a man called Adam Hustler for SL Man on the yoga piece. I found out about his wife, who's called Holly Hustler, and she's a sound healer. And I started following her, and she's really cool. I like her, and I just like her vibe. She hasn't got that many followers, but she does loads of online like sound baths and sound healings. And she's, cool. I don't know, I like her energy on my feed.
Have you ever tried sound healing?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm trying to do it now, like even for 15 minutes, like in the evening or on the train home.
You can do it from home?
Yeah. You get a much better experience, like, if you're IRL. But, yeah, it's so amazing.
So how do you... What would you do? Like, you could go on her Instagram and do an IGTV.
And she'll do a live or lots of these apps, like, just the Ella app does them.
Interesting. Tune
in. But it's very different when you're in a room with it.
Okay. When I interviewed the founder of Ruby app for the Sheer Lights podcast, they now have over 600 treatments available on Ruby, and one of them is sound bath healing. Mm. So you can have somebody come to your house and do it for you.
I mean, amazing. That would be the dream.
How nice is that?
Yeah, it's so nice.
Georgina, who are you following?
The last account that I started following is called The Table Love. And as it says, new table accessories. Love like that. We need more napkins and placemats in our lives. But these are actually really lovely. And I think she's based in Scandinavia, but does worldwide shipping. Nice. And it's just actually quite different from stuff that's around at the moment that I've seen.
So. Is it a bit more, if it's Scandi, is it a bit more pared back and neutral, but less...
Yeah, less, not so many kind of ruffles and things. Mm. It's more to do with finishes and embroidery, but it's still kind of, it's quite clean. It's really cool. Yeah.
Nice. I think I've only followed tablescaping people in the last like 6 months. So it shows you where my head's at.
Yeah.
I've been following, actually, we were chatting about this the other day about dried flowers. And I said to you that I followed Fox Flowers, who are Fox Flower Shop on Instagram. They were new to me, but a lot of people know them. But my God, they do. Most stunning dried flower bouquets. They're incredible.
Well, watch out Thursday, dried flower story.
Oh, well, there we go. The day the podcast goes live. They're not cheap, but God, they're gorgeous.
No, but they last about a year. So actually, break it down.
That's an investment. Yeah.
A bunch of flowers might get you to 10 days,
so
maybe,
true.
But probably only a week.
Yeah.
So
that's really true. I also just started following another florist. There's lots of flowers in her too. Her name is Poppy Sturley Flowers. And she's a florist, but like just so pretty. Just love flowers, basically. Mm. Suck for it. And also, there is a brand called, I think it's pronounced Wilhelmine. It's like Wilhelmina, but I-E-N at the end instead of Ina. She's an artist and ceramicist, and she's just started selling at Liberty, but it's all of this kind of
beautiful.
There's a sort of Luke Edward Hall vibe to it, and I'm just obsessed with her plates. She's my latest follow.
Oh, I've got another ceramicist actually there that you might also like called Freya Bramble Carter.
Oh, great name.
She also teaches pottery.
Lovely.
And creates beautiful items.
Great. Mm. I'm always looking for, I'm trying to buy only independent brands for my house.
Which is good.
Slow and expensive, but any good names like that, keep coming.
Oh, I will.
Someone has asked, who is the fittest in the Sheer Life office and your current fitness plans? Georgie and I were laughing the other day because somebody messaged her saying, could the people do their day in the life of fitness? And we think of about three people in the office who do any exercise at the moment. It's not a hugely active office. Tor, obviously you were up there.
Yeah, we're not a very active office.
Like on the whole, like I do nothing at the moment. Do you?
I've started doing it about 4 days a week.
Oh my God, good for you. What are you doing?
Just because I actually do love exercise. I love how it makes me feel, but I just fell out the habit with it, with obviously commuting and things. And then when we were in lockdown, I got really into it, and I've tried quite hard not to lose it because I think it's so easy to just skip it for 2 days and then that's it for weeks. But we've got, I think I've said before, we've got like a Davina McCall cross trainer that I use, but I love it because it's full body.
Yeah.
You only need to do it for 30 minutes, you're done. Always in the morning. And then just sort of these Shona Virtue workouts, which are a mixture of circuits, Pilates, and a good stretch. But I mean, equally, I do think it is very difficult, especially at this time of year. I said this to Tor the other day, like getting up now to do it in pitch black.
I agree. Yeah.
But in terms of fitness, I'm not up at the top.
No,
I'd
but
say Tor
you've got
is.
A great routine. Well done.
You are. You do more than most people, Becky.
I try. Let's put it that way. I'm a trier. God loves a trier.
God loves a trier.
God loves a trier.
Tor, what's your current routine? You've quit running.
I have quit running. I do like what, if it's like yesterday, if I hadn't been hungover, yesterday was the perfect, like, yeah, classic day when you like, I would have gone for a run. I'm really into Una series. I know Katie Miller's doing a bit on this, like, the
she has done
on the show. And she's amazing. And it's actually this morning I did a class and it was my first, I do everything like on demand at the moment, but it was my first kind of like live Zoom workout in like months. And I felt so much better having done a proper like live one. She's like, come on. And she's like, come on, tour. I was like, oh my God, you're actually watching me. Shit.
Like, it's a bit more engaging.
Yeah, it makes such a difference. Yeah. And like, I could tell from my watch, my heart rate was like way higher.
Wow. Yeah.
You do try harder.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it's much more kind of cardio bar.
Okay. Oh, I'd love that.
Oh, it's really good, Becky. It's really good.
I bet it's
good.
Hard.
It's really tough.
Because Katie was the founder of Extend Bar, wasn't she?
Yeah, and it was like
Extend.
Yeah, Extend Bar. Exactly. Now she's gone doing her own thing. And it's a really cool online platform. I think it's about £50 a month. And that includes live classes, on-demand classes, and loads of other things. Like, she does stretching classes, like more Pilates-y ones, yoga, and like some cool like wellness-y podcast things. Amazing. Yeah, it's a really like slick platform. And the music is really good.
That's so important.
I think it's very important.
Yeah. What did you say it was called, Tor?
Una, O-O-N-A, and then series, Una series. I don't quite know what it means, but I'm very much enjoying that at the moment and doing lots of walks at the moment as well.
Nice, so nice.
A good brisk walk, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah. And that every time I walk, I wear my Barla bangle wrist weights.
Yes. People are obsessed with them.
So good. I love them.
Do you ever wear the ankle ones as well?
No, because I was told that you shouldn't really walk with the ankle ones because it actually distorts how you walk, but they're better if you're doing like Pilates or something.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
But yeah, I love them.
Good tip. Georgina, what about you? Are you still into your Pilates?
Yes, you like bar as well, don't you?
Yeah, so my friend's a teacher for bar court and she also then does a Zoom class and she actually teaches it through a platform called Koala TV. So I think it's like KUALA.TV. Mm. So lots of trainers can put their classes up there. So anyone could do her class. I think it's 8:30 on a Friday. She also does one on a Tuesday. So I try and do the Friday one. And then we've got a Peloton. So I'll do one spin a week. And then a game of tennis and dog walking and other things.
I feel like
you're quite active.
Cycle a lot. Yeah, you're very
I
active.
To work if I can. So I cycle today because it's lovely. But when the clocks change or when it starts raining, I'm not. I'm in the car.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, I would like to do my dream would be 2 Peloton a week and 1 bar.
Nice.
Yeah.
And a bit of tennis. That would be that. If I ever do that in a week, I feel so good.
Yeah.
Virtuous.
Yeah, but also good. I can feel the change of tone quite quickly in my body. And then the last 2 weeks I've been battling this cold and I've just had no energy and I've actually not exercised for 2 weeks and I feel horrible.
Sluggish,
I need to...
It's mad, isn't it, how it affects you? Mm. Because it can make you feel so lifted.
Yeah.
And you just breathe better. Mm. It's very odd.
I think you sit at your desk in a different way when you've been exercising because you're aware of all these muscle groups, especially around kind of your core. And the minute I haven't done anything, I just feel like, I'm all slumped over.
Yeah, so true.
But Charlotte, you dog walk.
Don't ask me about that.
You dog walk.
Not a lot.
And you used to like spin.
And boxing. You like boxing.
I haven't boxed or spun.
Are you going to get a bike for your house?
I don't think so, because Ben doesn't like spinning. And I personally, for me, it's not even about like what the exercise is. It's about being in a class. And that's what motivates me.
Fair enough.
No, I mean, I honestly don't think I've done any form of exercise other than walking in about 4 months. But we've had a very stressful time.
I was going to say, it does come down to your circumstances.
And it's really interesting. Like, I go through periods in my life. I go through periods where sometimes if I haven't exercised for a while, I wake up and it's like the first thing I feel, what you're describing, and you can feel. I don't feel like that at the moment, which is how I sort of know that this is what's right for me at the moment.
And that is amazing to listen to your body.
I think so, yeah.
And be aware that you're doing that.
Right,
as well.
Like I'm sure I should be doing more physically, but I don't feel...
You don't feel awful.
I don't feel awful.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
So I'm just really trying. And I also have, like before the pandemic, was so prone to colds and had a real kind of, I guess I was just burnt out and I was getting a cold a month. From September 2019 through to the pandemic, I got a cold a month and I was at the point in the January, February where I was like really trying to work out what the hell was going on with me. And I feel so much healthier, touch wood, now. And I know everybody's talking about how our immune systems are screwed because... of the pandemic and because we haven't been exposed, but I actually feel that mine's had a chance to recover, which it didn't have before. And like my gut health is so much better. And I'm just trying to really feed into that and what's more important for me. And that is having lots of sleep and staying warm and eating
hot foods and comforting foods and that's sort of where I'm at.
You can go the other way and absolutely cane it, and then that's not good for
this. Is it?
I mean,
exactly.
You have to find a happy medium, otherwise your body won't really thank you for it.
And like when you said how exercise makes you feel like awake and lifted, and sometimes if I do too much, I get completely the opposite
like, feeling.
I'm like, why have I done that workout? I feel exhausted now. I'm ruining my day because I'm gonna feel like shit.
And I feel like
better off having another hour in bed.
And I feel like I'm juggling a lot at the moment, and for me, the only way to I can't then add something else into that.
Yeah,
place.
I think that's
fair. And that's not a great plan long term, but
you're fine now.
Long term, I think what's really interesting with that is that maybe it's a chance to look at what is the best exercise for you.
I think, right,
and so maybe doing some kind of restorative yoga could be more beneficial for you in the next few months than burning calories, both ends at a boxing class.
Yeah, I think you're so right. And I think what I have to do when I start reintroducing it, my arms are flabby for the first time in my life. Like, I've always had really skinny, toned arms.
You should try doing bar.
But this is what I was going to say. And I need to do things from home. Like, that's, you know, I've got weights at home. And basically, I need to step back into exercise for that reason, because I can see it a bit. But I think, as you say, it'll be a different type of exercise and it will be a different way of doing it. I think it'll be Saturday mornings in my lounge as opposed to running around.
That's why I fell out of love with running in the end, because I realised it wasn't doing me any favours.
Well, I've heard that after a certain age you shouldn't really be running.
I know some people, it like suits their body really well, and that's great. Like, if you find it works, you're fine. But I was not doing anything for me.
Interesting.
It's a good, I love this chat. Somebody has asked, how can I look good on a small budget? What do you do if you've sort of, I know that feeling when you get to the end of the month and you're like, God, I really shouldn't get a blow dry and a tan and my eyebrows and all of the above. What do you do if there's just one small thing to lift your spirits and make you feel like you look good?
Fake tan.
Yeah.
It's tan, isn't it?
I was feeling, I looked so gross. I put some fake tan and I felt instantly better. Everything, my hands feel better, like everything just looks better.
Yeah, it makes such a difference.
And you can really do it at home quite easily.
Yeah.
You definitely can, yeah.
With there's some great affordable products as well. You don't have to spend heaven on earth on getting a good tan there.
That's so great.
But also that Saint Tropez tanning mist, that face mist is the best thing.
You love it.
If you want just a really quick pick me up.
Is that not more expensive than Burberry?
The face mist is probably like £12. Okay. But I just love it because the colour builds in like 2 hours and then you look very glowy. So
I use the Saint Tropez three-hour express one.
Yes,
and I like put it on, then I have a shower like later on.
And you're good to go.
Yeah. I need to buy that because when I get a spray tan, which is regularly, that's what I get. I get the express one, but I don't have that one at home.
Oh, it's really good.
It's my favourite colour for a spray, so that's interesting. Georgina, is it a tan for you?
The best thing about a fake tan is it just covers up. If you've got like dark shadows under your eyes, they just go. And then you hardly need any makeup and you're just kind of good to go. I would definitely fake tan if I was feeling a bit like a lift. But otherwise, I think even just another thing, thinking of clothes, is like, wash your clothes, iron your clothes.
So agree with
if
that.
You feel like polish your shoes, it sounds really silly, but just looking kind of presentable and smart, I think also helps quite quickly, and that doesn't cost anything.
I so agree with that. Get an iron. I'm so guilty of not ironing
and shoe
things.
Polish
and
seriously
shoe polish,
people don't polish their shoes, and I'm like, I need to get some trainer cleaner and things like that.
Lord, Lou is obsessed with that one.
I don't think I've ever polished my shoes.
If you've got a pair of like battered boots that are still fine but they're 2 years old, a little bit of polish and suddenly they just look great.
Lou would kill me if I didn't at this point mention Jason Mark, spelt Mark double K, which is a trainer polisher that she absolutely swears by. So that's one to get.
Oh, I'm great. Good to know.
Trainer scrub or upper. I think all those things you just said, it doesn't sound silly. I think that's so important. It's so true. I agree with tan. Nails as well, I think, really help.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not a fake tan person and you don't trust yourself to do it well, just go and get a manicure.
Or do it yourself.
I don't know. I'm pretty good at nails. There is a difference when somebody else does it for you.
I agree. I think it depends on the colour. If you're doing a dark red or a white, you need someone else to do it. Yeah. But when it's like something more nudie.
But there's also a lot to be said for just a good clear top coat.
Yeah.
If you're literally, you know, if you don't have colours or if you haven't got money to buy them, then a clear top coat will immediately just look, it
more
looks
polished.
Neat.
At the beginning of the pandemic, I also bought cuticle cutters for the first time.
Oh my God, I love.
I mean, it's the most, I probably do more harm than good, but it is the most satisfying thing being able to do.
I love a cuticle cutter.
I've been meaning to buy some of those for ages. Have you got a good one to recommend?
Honestly, it was like £7 on Amazon or something. I love
there's
them.
There's loads.
I've had the most fun with them. Okay. I want quick fire answer from everybody on this. Ideas for one bowl lunches to take to work and no microwave.
It's the usual contents of my fridge, actually.
We used to call it fridge lunch. Me and my my old flatmate. So like whatever's in the fridge.
Fridge lunch.
Fridge lunch. Yeah.
Most lunches do come from the fridge.
You know what I mean.
Like a Buddha bowl thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a base of quinoa, probably from those microwave pouches. Mm-hmm. Then with some avocado, poached salmon, feta, tomato, cucumber, a bit of pine nuts, some pumpkin seeds, like anything basically you've got around.
That sounds delicious.
It does sound good.
And that would be like, I am winning today. Yeah. I've got this lunch.
That sounds quite impressive.
Yeah.
It is also a classic fridge lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. In my definition of a fridge lunch.
Yeah, no, my favourite lunch at the moment is smoked mackerel pate. Mm. But like I say pate, I literally mean...
You blend it with
yogurt. Smoked mackerel with, I do with fat-free Greek yogurt, lemon juice, and loads of salt and pepper. Yummy. Actually, no salt, just pepper, because this mackerel is really salty.
And what do you have it with?
Whatever's around, some Ryvita, rice cakes, bit of toast. Mm.
So you bring that into the office? I guess you bring it in your
pate. No, I have that at home. Oh, she said to go to the office.
You could bring that. You could easily bring that to the office in a
you could Tupperware. Actually, we can make some little crudité at home and bring that up in as well.
Yeah,
feel really bougie crackers. If you had that on your desk.
Yes. Snacks on fleek.
Wouldn't you? Yeah.
Is it not
snacks on fleek?
Fleek. Haven't heard that one for a while. Yeah. Is it not a little antisocial mackerel pate?
Well, if it's cold, it's not too bad. It won't be smelly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yum. What a shout. Mm. Made that.
If not, microwave pouch of grains. Can't go wrong.
I eat
a lot of those. Yeah.
Becky?
Orzo pasta, because it's so easy to just cook and chuck in.
I love orzo.
And then,
do you call it orzo pasta?
Yeah, what do you call it?
Orzo.
Orzo. Yeah, I suppose just orzo. We don't need to clarify. Orzo with just any loose lettuce, tomatoes, fennel seeds. I love fennel seeds in a salad. Mm. Oh, any loose salad. Also some prawns, if there's some prawns in there.
Orzo salad's a really good idea because I need carbohydrates at lunch, but it's quite hard to
have
to balance. Carby salad.
I used to make a really nice, I think it was in Sabrina, how do you say it, Sabrina Gayor?
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Persiano in those books. Mm. She has an orzo like Greek salad.
Yeah.
That's cold, and so it's just orzo with like feta.
Anything with orzo, it's so
olives.
Easy. Because then you kind of get that feeling of fullness, but you can balance it with some healthy greens.
Yeah. Great shout. All right, I'm starving hungry now and it's about 1:05, so I'm going to wrap this up. It's lunchtime. Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening. If you have any feedback at all, please do email podcast@sheerlax.com. We love hearing from you. And don't forget also that we put a question box out every Sunday. So do send us your questions. We love answering them. Don't forget also to rate, review, subscribe and tell your friends. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.